Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! 601. It's Wednesday. And I know I said this last Wednesday. Michaela and I were just talking about this off the air, Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Just how, but literally for the second week in a row, how is it only Wednesday? Like, I would have sworn to you, I would have bet a lot of money last night that it was on the verge of being Friday.
I'm not kidding you. My band texted me. We were in a group chat yesterday, and they're like, all right, Mick, we're heading on stage. And I was like, wait, for what? Like, am I supposed to be?
Yeah, did you?
No, they do a night without me, just them. But I literally thought it was Wednesday yesterday going into Thursday. And I was like, what am I doing? I can't get it right. I feel the same way.
Well, good. I'm good. So I'm glad it's not just me.
No.
I'm like, this has really been a long month this week.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's the transition out of summer for, and I don't know when the date that fall's finally here, but to me, when school starts, September, summer's
right?
done. Yeah,
September,
yeah.
Right?
But to me, it's now because school's back.
I smell what you're cooking.
And with this
that.
Being the second full week.
Yeah, true.
My son yesterday told mom, hey, can I just miss today and maybe the whole week just this one time? Because he's like, not with it. Having to wake up at 6 a.m. and a new sleep schedule. So everyone's feeling it.
Can you imagine? I'm not kidding. Gen X and Gen X kids, that might have merited corporal punishment. You know what I mean? You might have gotten a smack. Like, just to remind you, don't ask that question
ever
again.
Let me tell you, when I was like 8, I'll never forget, I went outside because it's so hot and I put my forehead on the concrete to try to give myself like a fever. Like, I was like, oh, mom, I don't feel good. I have a fever. I feel my forehead. And she was like, you're going to school. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, there was no...
Oh, yeah. None of this. Mom, yeah. You know, I'm just not with it.
Yeah. We'll get with it. Bye.
Yeah, that's what it would have been. Get with it. Life, you know, is not...
Yes.
It's just different. It was just different. That's all.
But that's pretty smart of Sire negotiating.
Part of it too is just there's been a lot going, you know. Man, last night took everybody left, from the players to the fans to us at the scorers table, the whole thing. Everybody left everything they had. Aces win 74-72. Now in a tie with Phoenix for the fourth spot. And then we play Phoenix tomorrow night. And that's going to be another just crazy, just a huge game. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
That's so exciting, though. I'm so happy they're kicking butt again.
It was a lot of fun last night, but it was intense.
Oh, I'm sure.
There was, man.
What was your favorite moment?
I'll give you my least.
Okay.
The favorite was probably at the end. Oh, and also, Asia Wilson became not only the youngest player to 5,500 points, 29 years, 11 days, something like that. But she was also the fastest to get there. So she literally knocked three people out of the record books with one basket last night, which was kind of cool.
That's crazy.
There were two people that were tied for the youngest. And then there was another person that was tied, that was the fastest to get there.
Wow.
Or maybe the other way around. I don't know. But at one point, there was a coach's challenge on a call. Atlanta challenged a call. And so everybody's waiting on pins and needles to find out what's going to happen. And I swear to you, the referees got done. The one ref comes over. I'm very pro-official. I really am. That's a tough job.
Yeah.
And those are people. And I deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as people go, well, who's your favorite player in the league? I don't know, because I don't really deal with them a whole lot. The officials I deal with all the time.
Yeah.
One of my favorite guys was the lead official last night, Eric Bruton. I freaking love him. He comes over, and he's very good to me. Some officials, just you're on your own to just kind of pick up what they've decided. You know, they'll say it, but they don't come over and explain it to me.
Yeah.
He comes over and explains it to me. He says, all right, now listen. So I'm listening. Okay, yes. Atlanta had a successful challenge earlier in the game. He says, it's another successful challenge. I thought I heard him say unsuccessful challenge.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Ooh. So guess what I announced?
No.
And of course.
Oh, gosh.
And of course. 10,000, whatever it is.
Oh, geez.
In 40, I don't know, sixth straight sellout at Michelob Ultra Arena. Go nuts. And this other rookie official. This other rookie official.
Way to shake things up, though.
Yeah, this other rookie official who I've never, who we've never met before. I don't think it works like that, but I appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm into it though.
Hey,
personally,
we're just gonna shake things up and give you the wrong information.
I love it.
Yeah, let's just get everybody excited. That's no. I believe unprofessional is the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
It's the mops.
And so anyway, but then the rookie comes over. And literally, woman splains to me. She looks at me like I'm the idiot, and she because I was the idiot. And she just shakes her head in disgust. No, challenge was successful. And I'm like, how did that? And so I look at our official score, and I'm like, how did that happen? And she's like, well, he said another, and I think you heard un. And that's it. That was it.
Well, listen, we live and we learn, all right?
Well, you know what, man?
The next time you'll just double check. Be like, I'm sorry.
Sometimes. You could ask me 100 times. I would have told you that he said un. Also,
yeah.
Also because I didn't think that she actually fouled her. You know what I mean? I thought the challenge would be unsuccessful, so there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love that they won.
Yep.
And it may not be professional, but I still love the idea that you were like, unsuccessful, and the people were like, what? And you were like, psych.
So when the Oscars named that film of the year and the guy accidentally read it, she's like, no, this was awesome TV.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Hey, John Travolta, you're the biggest idiot on the planet.
The most iconic moments.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I don't think you can be positive on that one. I think you gotta let me take the L. I think sometimes you just gotta take the L. And, you know, listen to her go quiet on me over there, because she's like, that is not what I learned in therapy. We never take an L.
No, I love an L. It's where I get my best material from.
We don't take L's here, people.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's doing first pick today?
That'll be Brandy Skaggs from Boca Park.
Well, hello, Brandy Skaggs. How's things?
Oh, fantastic. It's a beautiful morning.
Let's go.
It's going to be hot as you know what today, though. Now listen to this.
It's going to be so hot. I saw that forecast.
You like that?
I love it.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so then are you mad that on Monday it might not even get 90 by Tuesday, depending on who you talk to?
Well, we could do a little cooling down, but I love the heat. Born and raised in Vegas, and I just love it.
No, love this gal.
Hey, can you guess what the dirtiest part of your fridge is?
The handle.
How often do you clean the handle on your fridge? You personally?
I'd say probably once a week at least.
Oh, good for you. I can't. Me personally, I don't recall seeing my wife do it, but I'm sure she does. Probably when I'm not there. Me personally, I could not tell you the last time I wiped down the handle on the fridge. Michaela, can you recall the last time you went? Not that you're dirty, not that anybody.
No, for sure. I don't know if I've done it ever very specifically.
Right.
And I clean the ins and outs of my fridge. So I'm so disappointed in myself for not thinking the handle.
You. I'm 1,000,000% with you on that. Adrian, when was the last time that you personally cleaned the handle on your fridge?
Months.
Yeah.
I got the cleaners coming today, though.
Brandy, in a new survey, 4 out of 5 Americans say that they drink caffeine. Do you drink caffeine?
Occasionally.
Oh, not a whole bunch. So you're not
typically.
You're not an energy drink girl. You're not a coffee girl. None of that.
No, I'm a holistic nutritionist, so I try to stick to fruit to hydrate.
Love that.
Michaela, you're...
I know, I'm boring.
Michaela survives on red vines.
Yeah. Two cups of coffee and red vines.
You what?
2 cups of coffee and red vines.
You do?
Yeah, I'm not a big... I do the coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Then maybe a second cup or before I go on stage. But, I don't like it. I feel like it can make me a little shaky, especially when I sing. So I just try to keep it down.
How about that? Things that I kind of knew but didn't know.
Yeah.
And Adrian, you're an energy drink guy, yeah?
No. I'm a Pepsi guy, soda.
A soda guy. By the way, 30% of people say that they've tried to kick caffeine. An equal number say that they haven't even tried to quit and would not even try to quit. They don't even care. They just like, they don't
like,
care.
Like, this is me.
They don't care. A couple of seconds left. One out of five people take their birthday extremely seriously. On a scale of 1 to 10, Brandy, how seriously do you think you take your birthday?
I'd say in the past it was about a 2, like, oh, it's just another day. But as I get older, no, I want my day. That's a 10 all day long.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Michaela, scale of 1 to 10. How seriously do you take your birthday?
I take not only mine, but everybody's birthday seriously. I'd say 8 or 9.
You do. That is true. You take everybody's birthday seriously.
Uh-huh.
Are you either a Sagittarius or a Leo?
Capricorn.
Especially the signs Sagittarius and Leo take it very, very, very far. Adrian, 1 to 10, how seriously do you take your birthday?
Maybe like a 2 or a 3.
Yeah, same. I think dudes are that way. A little bit. Brandy, how seriously do you take your NASCAR?
I like NASCAR. I've been actually before, and I've worked NASCAR before out on those trailers that they have all the merch and stuff.
Yes.
So that was super fun. All the energy. I just love the energy of NASCAR. So I would say it's fun. I like it.
All right.
A lot.
Well, we have 2 tickets for the South Point 400 in October at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Then next week on Thursday, they're doing a big media day thing with superstar driver Christopher Bell here at the Odyssey Sound Space. I'll tell you this, and we'll get you set up full VIP for that.
Oh, how fun. I love it. Thank you so much.
I'm going to ask you, make sure you come to that and make sure you and I talk. Okay?
You got it. So we've actually met before, Chet.
And we're still talking. That's good. No,
yeah,
that's good.
Are.
That's great. No, that's good. I love that. Well, here, let's discuss that off the air. Hang on 1 second. Michaela, that's so funny. I thought you were doing work stuff in there. I thought you were, I don't know, commercial, something. You were staring intently at your screen. Your lips were moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you were, you know, working through. No, I realized you were singing along with this song.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up in moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
I don't know if you saw, I was leaving you alone because you were deep into, and then I realized, no, you're just vibing out.
Yeah, I love that song.
No big deal.
Thank you for giving me some time.
Sure.
I needed to do that.
Space time.
Yeah.
The whole deal.
Yeah.
I know you're a little sore because you're getting back into the old boxing.
Lord.
And you shocked your body with the boxing, and then are you lifting weights too?
Yeah, still.
You got been, so your trainer's kicking your butt because you haven't been in there in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, did they put the electro-stim thing on you?
Yeah, they did.
Sure?
Yeah.
Got you all wired up.
Yeah,
those things. It looks like Predator. That's what it is. You know, Predator.
Oh yeah,
remember that? What was the guy Bane in the Batman movies? Like his mouth.
Yes.
I will be able to have a round booty if you wear the thing.
This is a pretty good video.
It's actually good if my coffee cup was less full.
Because it sounds better when you do Bane with the voice.
Okay.
How much money would I have to pay you to do the rest of the show with that?
The whole show?
The whole show.
Listen, we tried Talk Like a Pirate Day one time in a previous iteration of this show.
Uh-huh.
And it lasted about 2 breaks and became highly annoying. Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, you should have done it with no context.
Yeah.
And then that would have confused people.
Again, the whole shaking up for the, you know, that's like Michaela. If you missed earlier in the show, I blew it last night and announced that an Atlanta challenge was unsuccessful. Crowd goes nuts when the challenge was successful. And Michaela goes, no, I love that. Shake it up a little bit.
Yes.
I'm like,
yes, I stand by it too. I think it's funny.
Okay. That would be like if you sang the wrong lyrics to the national anthem.
Yeah, I know.
There's no positive out of that.
I know. My sense of humor thinks it's funny in my head, but you're taking it very seriously. So I will retract.
It's always funny when you're not the one doing it.
I know.
It's always amusing when you're the one blowing up Gotham or not blowing it up, as the case may be.
Man, she's Miss Gordon. This is amazing.
I'm telling you, dude, it's a whole theme, but not for a whole show. That's not, no. Mm-mm. Push the button now? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
All right, shake it up with this. Sing with me, Michaela. Good feeling. Stories of the day. Sure. Are you guys into 3D printing? Have you ever done it?
No, but Lisa is my fiance wife.
Never done it.
Do you have a 3D printer at your house?
No.
I'm fascinated by the whole concept.
Yeah, so is she.
I also... Weren't we told, is it faster now than it was? Because weren't we told that it takes a long time to 3D print something?
I feel like the technology's advanced where it's a quicker
one
thing.
One would believe. Yeah, one would believe, but I don't know.
I want to be honest. I want to understand it. I still don't. So I'm still just trying to like grasp what it is.
So, okay, if you printed out 200 of something over the last 5 years, that's what, 40 a year. 40 a year, that's 3 a month. Okay, no, that makes sense. 3 times 12, 36.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess it all adds up. But still, they've taken a 3D printer and used it for good and not evil. And it's an amazing story, and we'll tell it to you next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Let's go with some good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. A woman in El Paso, Texas, her name is Teresa Troya. She's a quad. 4 babies.
Oh, wow.
Quadruplet. She is a quadruplet. Her and 3 of her brothers, all born at the same time. Her family just got even bigger after she recently gave birth to quintuplets.
Oh my God. What's in the water?
5 babies. She says it's just that's it happens for them. It's normal in their family.
Wild.
Yeah. She doesn't have any fertility treatment. It just happens.
That's insane.
It really is. 4 National Guardsmen saved a guy's life in Poland last week. They're stationed at a base there, stopped for lunch at KFC on their KFC everywhere. Dude, we're talking about Poland.
Yeah, love that.
Stopped for lunch at KFC on their way to a training center. Some dude collapsed. They did CPR for 30 minutes until he was stable.
Oh my God.
Yeah, turned out just fine. Everything's good. And there's a story going around about a school near Pittsburgh. 70% of the students are low income. They said 100% of them are on the lunch program.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But the music program is crushing it.
Oh, come on.
The superintendent knew that most families, because they're on, you know, I mean, they're on the lunch program, yeah. So they're not going to be able to afford to rent instruments.
Sure.
So she started using 3D printers to make violins. My mind is just blown by this.
I found some models online. After a variety of failures, I found one that actually printed and it sounded good. It's a great start for kids. That smile that comes out as they're starting to play and they create that sound themselves, that love of music for their entire life. If that sticks with them, then to me, it's worth it.
It makes me feel more confident in school because I'm like, I can play this instrument. I can do anything.
Oh my God, that makes so much sense, and that's so cool. I'm just trying to figure out the 3D printer printing out the violins.
They're made out of plastic, but they sound pretty good, and they're plenty good enough if you're just starting.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. You don't need them. Renting a real one for the year would cost you a few $100, from what I understand. She's cranking them out for about $50 each and getting them paid for.
That's awesome. It's
amazing. She has printed out more than 200 violins over the last 5 years.
Crazy.
I got chills talking about it. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Thank you, Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you whip me up there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
7:03 on Wednesday, the 20th day of August, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. I don't feel so bad now. I didn't feel bad last night at the Aces game. Aces win 74-72 in a tie with Phoenix now for the fourth spot in the WNBA. The significance of that, Michaela, is if you are in the top four going into the playoffs, then you get home court advantage.
Oh, yeah, that's so awesome.
That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And tied with Phoenix. Strangely enough, guess who's coming to town tomorrow night?
Him.
Phoenix.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a big one. So, yeah, you should go to the game. Do you want my ticket?
No, I can't. I gotta sing. Yeah, but I'm cheering for those girls from
Adrian,
Fountain
you
Blue.
Want tickets?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Well, how soon?
About tomorrow.
Okay. All right, everybody. You have until tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There may be an extra pair of tickets that we can't give away on the air, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, speaking of dropping in the DMs. Oh, hang on. Let me do this first. So last night, Atlanta challenges a foul call. I heard the referee, who literally came over in front of me, said, okay, listen, here's what we got. He said, it's another successful challenge. I heard him say unsuccessful challenge. So I, of course, announced it. Crowd goes crazy because, you know,
yeah,
boo Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
Yay Aces. And then I got to go back and correct it. Sucks. But it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, probably nobody, people noticed, but they didn't care. You know, really?
Sure.
But it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
At least I wasn't this judge who's on the bench for a murder trial in Georgia. God.
The verdict, we the jury find the defendant guilty as to all six counts of the bill of indictment. Sheriff, will you please hand this to his counsel?
Dude was not guilty, just so you know. About 20 seconds
no.
late. About 20 seconds later.
And pass it over to...
Wait, what? Yeah, that's somebody from the jury going, excuse me?
Oh, my God.
I recall saying not guilty.
Could you imagine how the heart dropped of, like, the guy who is not guilty, guilty?
Here's what's weird. Admittedly, I've not listened all the way through on this. Here's what's weird. He's taken a lot of heat. This judge, I'm not going to say his name. There's no reason. He's taken a lot of heat because he just kind of blew it off. Like, my bad. You know, like, no big deal.
He's so nonchalant.
Am I saying not? Sorry. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty on all six counts. I apologize for my mispronunciation.
He just kind of laughs it off.
Oh, not a laugh.
Mispronunciation.
Just like, this is his life.
Yeah.
My God.
I guess all's well that ends well. But, okay. but.
JK.
Whoops.
Yeah. JK, LOL.
Oopsies.
Winky face.
Let's take a selfie. My bad. God.
Hey, everybody get up here. Hey, remember the time when I said guilty and I meant to say not guilty?
Psych.
Yeah.
Well, shout so out to the jury for caring and being like, hey.
Yeah, literally, the foreman of the jury's like, what?
Yeah, at least somebody cared.
Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Hit him with a hold up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yeah, so we're fine. It is time for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. A moment ago, I of course, accurately... I'm not a complete screw up. I said former three-time champ Elsa Magana from Whitney Ranch is going for win number two, right?
Yeah.
She said, and by the way, she said she was a former three-time champ.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have Whitney Ranch with three wins, to be honest. But I don't care. I just changed.
Well, we changed. We go hard on Whitney Ranch, so she might have not been the only one.
No. I had less. I had only.
Well, can't help you there, also.
I had less, but I was like, all right, fine. So Jackie Orozco drops into the DMs and says, come on, Chet, make this win number three for her. Laughing emoji. And I said, wait, what? She goes, she deserved it. You're not going to like this, Adrian. She deserves it, LOL. You said she's going for win number two. This would be number three if it wasn't for all that rematch BS yesterday. We all know she won that first game.
Mm-hmm. Burn!
Hey, man. Mm-hmm. Adrian had a dissenting opinion. I backed my boy's play.
Yeah.
It was good enough for me to say, you know what? If Adrian believes that it was a tie for that first one, then we'll have a rematch. And Michaela, I would extend the same courtesy to you, and I would expect and hope that you might do the same for me.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you. I would have done the same to you at the Aces game.
No,
you got that wrong, refs.
Yeah, we all saw it.
Listen, I tried to make a light of it earlier this morning. Chuck was like, no. It's like singing the anthem wrong. No. And I was like, I hear
it
that.
It is like singing the anthem wrong.
It's like getting a wrong call like that. Town
Boy, and people are hard about that. Sometimes people make mistakes. Sometimes your brain locks up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, but it's easy when you're sitting in the stands. Boo! Boo! You suck! And it's like, oh, okay.
Nobody, what if you just turned around and you were like, you know what? You suck.
Nobody booed. Nobody booed. They were mad because I had to correct it.
Mm-hmm.
No! So, Elsa's the champ. We need a challenger. Champion has requested that we play for Trevor Noah tickets today. So we're going to do that for the Blue Live Theater Fontainebleau on Saturday, November 8th. You need to be caller number 25 right now. 702-364-9898. She's been working very hard at the questions today.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, our returning champion. Which line is she on? Is she on line one?
Line one.
She on line one? All right. Hi, Elsa Magana.
Hi, good morning.
Didn't you tell me yesterday that you had won three times before?
Previously, yeah.
Yeah.
Our records show differently.
Nah, I just had Whitney Ranch with two wins. So I just gave Whitney Ranch the extra one. Have you always said you were from Whitney Ranch?
No, I just moved there. I was from
St.
Rose area.
Love.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense.
Our girl was moving.
Chad is furiously fixing this leaderboard he has. And I appreciate
it. It's important to me.
I haven't seen Whiteout in 5 years.
I wish that was true. I wish I was that guy. Okay, so
it was when the new kids were out.
So Whitney Ranch. Okay, so Whitney Ranch goes back to three wins overall. What were you claiming before? I don't have St. Rose on here. Did you claim West Henderson?
I believe so. I think you called it like a funny name. I couldn't remember what it was.
Call it Weehee?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, Weehee. Mm-hmm. Okay, so West Henderson, now that makes sense.
Times just got to clarify.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. All right, now that's good. All right, and who's our challenger today?
And representing the Mafia, Dina Scarfone is here from the M Resort.
Don't put that on her. The Mafia, as those of a certain heritage, will tell you does not exist. It is a figment. It is a figment of a dishonest media.
And I'm a part of it.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Are those your people, Michaela? I will tell you that.
Yeah, but friends, I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's right.
Yeah, that's weird.
Right. I've
heard it. It's just the movies, you guys,
it's just the thing that you see in the movies.
Yeah, it's
and
like
TV.
Saying Snow White is real. Get a grip.
Oh, so much better when the Mafia ran Vegas. Well, that would be great if it existed. Sure.
Mandela effect, hello.
Right. You're right. It would have been better if the Mafia actually ran it because it would be just like a TV show.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you know how to play the game or not, Dina, but you buzz in with your name. Do it super loud, super clear. You might even want to do it more than once just so that we hear you. But don't answer till we call upon you because you may think you got in first, but you may not have. And you don't want to just blurt out the answer in case Elsa, in case Elsa didn't know and then you gave her the answer, whatever. Your quiz master is Commissioner Gordon. Elsa, why do we call her the commissioner?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon. No, I was asking Elsa. Your name's Dina. So, yeah, and the one and only, Michaela Gordon.
This actor said he literally almost broke his back doing a stunt for the latest Mission Impossible movie. What's his name?
Elsa.
Tom Cruise.
Talking about Tom Cruise. Is that why he can't do the can't get the Kennedy Center honors?
Listen, I have no idea why he declined that.
I thought the last Mission Impossible was the last Mission Impossible.
He just keeps coming back. That stem cell therapy is working for him.
I'm down. Did anybody see that last?
Yes. It was amazing.
It was. Was it?
It was amazing. Yeah, the best IMAX experience of my life.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I have to. Champion 1, Challenger 0.
Despite the controversy, this band will continue showing fans on the Jumbotron. So fans and...
Elsa!
Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay.
Yeah.
If you're talking about bands and Jumbotrons, that's pretty much the only answer these days.
Uh-huh.
Elsa 2, Dina Squadoosh.
This singer is finally headed back to The Voice as a judge after canceling shows at her Vegas residency.
Dina!
Kelly Clarkson.
It's Kelly Clarkson. Yes! Dina's on the board. Dina's on the board. Two for the champ, one for the challenger.
This singer has been on a major weight loss journey and announced he has lost a total of 200 pounds.
Dina.
Dina for the tie.
Jelly Roll.
Who?
Jelly Roll.
Oh, that's what you were looking for?
Yeah.
I would have got that one wrong. Dina ties it up at two. I thought you were talking about Post Malone, and I thought the rest of that was Post Malone. He's been on a weight loss journey, and he posed for Skims.
No.
And I would have been wrong. What was the rest of yours? He's been on a weight loss journey and what?
And he's looking to lose 50 more. What is his name? Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah, Jay Reezy. Sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll do a Skims ad next.
Hot.
He's got to get that skin taken off, though, like when you're trimming a pie.
Yeah.
When you're trimming a pie crust.
Yeah.
He's got to get that skin taken off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're tied at two. Look at this. Good for you, Dina. Nice job.
This singer made a big announcement on her boyfriend's podcast about her new album.
Dina.
Got in first.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Are we talking about Taylor Swift for the win?
Mm-hmm.
For Elsa to get win number two, no matter what Jackie or Orozco says. Game over.
Yes. But also, Dina, you kicked butt too.
Ah, Dina fought back from the depths.
Yes.
Almost did it. Yeah, you should play again. You're good at this. You're better at this than you think. Right?
I think I had a little bit of service issue there for a minute. I had to pull over to Starbucks.
Ah, smart.
Oh, love
That's
that,
also
though.
Smart. Yeah, you don't want to be distracted driving.
She also wanted the Wi-Fi.
Can get you.
All right, good for you, man. Listen, have a great day. Call us again soon, all right? Let's be friends.
You too.
All right, bye
Dina. Girl.
Dina, look at that. Elsa Magana. So officially win number two. Win number two for Elsa Magana. Formerly of Weehee, now from Whitney Ranch. All sorts of mysteries solved. And you're going to Trevor Noah at Fontainebleau on Saturday, November 8th.
Yes.
Yeah. So wait, so you've played for, you got Big Time Rush, you got the NASCAR when we did the rematch, and now you've got Trevor Noah. What would you like to double down on tomorrow?
What is there?
All the stuff that you've won. The NASCAR at South Point, or NASCAR at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the Big Time Rush tickets, or the Trevor Noah tickets. What would you like to try and have four of instead of two?
Trevor Noah.
All right. We'll make it happen. We'll play again for Trevor Noah tickets again tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Hey, Michaela.
Yeah.
When we were talking about the Justin Bieber impersonator at XS, and I said maybe was this whole thing a work, and it made sense that the whole thing was just a big, you know, that they were in on it.
Yes.
They've banned this guy from all Wynn properties, forever.
He's
not in on it?
A theory could also be,
in on it?
Well, maybe they were in on it, and then they did not anticipate the backlash. So they're like, but, you know what? Okay, that's it. Banned.
Okay, I thought that too. And then if he goes, but I want to come there, and they go, just show up. We're not going to
exactly,
kick you out.
Exactly.
And then who's going
to? They're just trying to show face for the press.
Yeah.
Right.
Although, by the way, that's the best way to get everybody off the scent.
Yes.
We're banning him for life. Okay, so do we still believe the Justin Bieber impersonator was that they're in on it? I think it's great.
It's the win. Like, I just can't imagine people just going on stage. Like, they're so strict with security.
Yeah.
I think they might have been.
Well, his advance team.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But brilliant. Everyone's talking about it. Still talking about it.
Brilliant if he pulled it off. Brilliant if it's not. If they're not in on it.
Yeah.
And brilliant if they are.
All around brilliant.
Everybody wins.
Yes. Triple B.
Oh, and the site, he did sorry. You didn't do love yourself. He did sorry.
Oh, yes. He was apologizing for being a bad boy. We just didn't know it. He was speaking through code.
Adrian wants in.
No, I've been on the opposite spectrum of this. I think it's completely embarrassing for the property. And if I was Hakkasan or any other clubs in the cities, I would then really book Justin Bieber
to make
a play off of this. And also,
I'd book that dude.
I would fire management because that's embarrassing. This is global. That kind of attention.
That's
everywhere.
Another reason why I think they're in on it. It's another reason. And it's funny that you find it to be embarrassing. You're like, oh, yeah, this is terrible. I think it's great.
I also love that he wants the other clubs to troll excess. They're like,
I think it's great for the dude. Like, he has content. Like, if this is a content play for him and he's a prankster, that's gold. But in terms of the win, or if I was a customer, and I know you said, well, this wasn't, they didn't announce that Justin Bieber was there and then they booked a fake Bieber.
Oh, I know.
But
I know you
know me. Let me get the return.
You want to sue somebody? You want your money back? You want free drinks? You want all of it? I understand.
But you know, it's kind of giving Borat. Borat. How do you say Borat? Remember how he used to like show up?
Are you saying Borat?
Borat. Borat.
Very nice.
Yes.
Are you saying?
Like, he showed up all kinds of places and got in, and they didn't know, like big important places. So maybe it was giving that energy too. It hasn't not been done before.
To Adrian's point a moment ago, if I am Dre's, if I am Hakkasan,
mm-hmm. Resorts World, wherever,
or if I'm Dre's or Hakkasan, I'm booking the impersonator guy this weekend.
Yeah,
I'm hilarious. The house would look like.
You come and see this dude.
Yes,
you come and see this dude.
I love it.
That's. Yeah. We're right back where we started on this, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's awesome.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
Let me tell you something right now. I'm going to preface this story by telling you, you are better off having me at home and have something like this happen. You don't want to come to my house and it's my wife there alone. it's a bad idea for you.
I always think of Yellowstone when I think of your wife. I'm like, she's so hot and such a badass.
There's a bit of that. There's a bit of Beth in her.
Uh-huh. I always say it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is.
all the good parts and all the really good parts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So apparently last night, As the Aces game is winding down, we have a gate. There's like a little courtyard thing. We're not fancy. We're in a good neighborhood. We're not in a great neighborhood. The neighborhood's been there 20, 25 years. But we've got a gate. You can't get straight to our door. Usually that gate is locked, but you got packages, you got, you know, all the different
things. Totally.
So in this case, gate's unlocked. The nephew of our neighbor who was blasting music the other night, if you were listening, it was a weeknight. Was it Monday?
I think it was a Wednesday.
Was it last week? Was it that long ago?
Yeah, it was last week, Wednesday.
Like 10 o'clock at night, blasting, hooked on a feeling. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, hey. Ooga chaka. And I was like, well, this is weird.
what's going on out there?
and I said, you know, there's only two reasons really why somebody would do that at 10 o'clock on a Monday or a Wednesday or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, they're either feeling really good or they're feeling really bad.
Yeah.
So I tried to have some empathy. Apparently last night, the nephew of that neighbor was coming over to visit his uncle, hammered, just bombed, got dropped off, rideshare, what, you know, Uber, whatever.
Yeah.
But he got dropped off at our house. And apparently, the gate, unless it is open, is hard to open, which is great. I consider that an extra layer of security. You got to know which way to turn the handle. And even then, it might not seem obvious that the gate has come open.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently this guy is running because his uncle had said, come on in, the door's open. And this guy who's bombed is shaking the gate. Let me in.
Okay.
And cursing, yelling, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the gate open, comes to the door. Slamming, we've got glass on the door. My wife thought he was going to break the glass.
Oh, my God.
And imagine this guy's been yelling, screaming, let me in. What the F? Blah, all of that.
Yeah.
Now he's not knocking on the door. He's banging on the door because he believes the door should be open and he should just be able to walk in, not realizing he's at the wrong house.
Oh, my God.
My wife is apparently watching.
Oh, my God.
Apparently watching the Aces game with the lights off. Don't know why, but she had the lights off.
She'll see better.
Yeah, sure. And then, so she immediately goes to the bedroom. She thought the guy was going to break the door. And it was literally shaking the house. And you know how your door will kind of bow in a little bit?
Yeah.
She thought he was coming through. And she didn't know what it was.
Oh, my God.
She didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So she runs to the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
calls our neighbor across the street, who has one of those giant, they have one of these, the dog's 150 pounds if he's an ounce. He's one of those Pyrenees.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The reason how they got him was his previous owner couldn't afford the, I may be getting this story wrong, but he had gotten attacked by like 10 coyotes and fought them off. And then they couldn't afford the vet bills. Whatever.
Wow.
And he's, this dog is the sweetest dog until you cross him. And then he is effing nasty. Ugh,
love that.
We learned he's got a food issue because he had to protect. That was also part of it. He'd been abandoned. And so
he's got issues.
Yeah. Food's a thing for him. But he is so sweet. So my wife calls our neighbor. They come over with this. I'm not sure if my neighbor saddled him up and rode him over or, you know, or whatever, but this, I mean, you know, brought the dog.
Yeah.
And my neighbor's 6 foot something and two and change.
Mm-hmm.
He's not small either. So my wife has now grabbed a weapon.
Good for her.
And is at the door, sort of, and says, and she goes, I tried to make myself sound as menacing as I could. You're at the wrong house. And the guy goes, what are you talking about? Who are you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Bro, you're not that drunk, or are you?
Uh-huh.
Then our neighbor comes over, because they're literally kitty corner. It's 20 yards, 30 yards. And he's got the giant dog. Now the dog's pissed because the dog realizes there's a threat. So he's holding on to him going, dude, what are you doing? The guy turns around and says, where did you come from? And our neighbor goes, that's none of your effing business.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? You don't belong here. Luckily, he's been on the phone. The drunk guy has been on the phone with his uncle, who's around the corner.
Oh, my God.
He comes around.
Finally.
And he comes around and is like, you got the wrong house, you idiot. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And I'm thinking, all I could think of was, what would I have done if I was there? You know what I mean? I don't know that I would have had presence of mind to call for help. And I don't know that I would have been as calm. You know, my wife sounds like she handled it really well.
She handled it amazing, and he's lucky that she didn't, like, not overreact, because she would have had every reason to.
This is what I'm saying.
Act on that.
Yeah, I'll say it straight up. That's how people get shot.
1,000%. Listen, I don't know what we would have done. I'll tell you, one time we thought this guy was breaking into our house, and being in a girl-girl relationship,
yeah,
you would assume that Lisa would be, like, the one that would take care of it, but I'm... Italian. And so when we both went to run through the door to get our weapon, we got stuck in the door. And I was like, let me first.
Like the old Three Stooges.
Yes.
Thing. Get out of the way, you numbskull.
Yeah. I was like, let me do it. And she was like, let me do it. And I was like, you let me do it. And then we fought. So thank God it wasn't a robber. The door had just opened, but we would be worthless in that situation.
The home invader came in and said, you need a referee. Yeah.
You guys are annoying. I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, that's fine. Awesome.
Team. Ladies and gentlemen.
Can I just tell you when we are now?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 8 o'clock on the dot. Actually, it's a lie. It's 8:01 now. My bad.
Yeah, don't lie to the people, Jeff Buchanan.
You know I don't lie.
I don't know.
What did you just call me?
Called you Jeff Buchanan. Don't know why. That's what came out. And then I was like, just came out, didn't it?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes it is, you know?
I find the people that I'm most endeared for, I always do an E to. Like, hey, Chetty. Hey, Buchanan.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just come out.
Yeah, they do.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to try and do it back, but I don't have it in me. I can't. I'm sorry. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. This relationship rehab, I'm going to say up front, this just sucks all the way around.
What?
I've had this happen. It's not good.
What?
And honestly, I don't know what the answer is either. I'm going to do a lot of listening today. Need some advice, says Amber. Other day, I was in the bathroom at work in a stall, of course. Two of my coworkers came in. They didn't know I was there. They started gossiping.
No.
Started gossiping about me. It was all bad. They said the only reason I got my recent promotion is because the boss thinks I'm hot. And they, quote, they see me flirting with him. Well, for your information, I don't flirt. I'm just nice to everybody. They went on to say I'm not qualified, that I'm too nice and I'm fake.
Ugh.
I just sat there frozen, completely sick to my stomach listening to this. And now, says Amber, I can't stop thinking about it. I worked really hard for this promotion, and it feels awful that they think I didn't earn it. I honestly want to throw up just thinking about going back to work around them. I thought we were all friends, but I guess not. Apparently, they're just bitter and old, and now they're jealous of my success. Do I confront them and tell them I heard everything? Do I try to prove them wrong by ignoring it? Do I go to my boss and tell him what they're saying? Or is there something else I should do? I feel stuck and miserable. I'll throw my hand in for it. I just eat it. I just keep that in the back of my mind. You have to remember. And especially now, nobody's ever safe. But that's me. So
yeah. Oh, I feel so bad for this girl. I've totally been there too, and it's an awful feeling.
By the way, this sucks all the way around. Because, so there's more. I guess there's a part two to mine.
Yeah.
I think it sucks all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are many victims. Now, you're catty little bees.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, let me think on this one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of those where you just start making, grunt noises. Yeah. What are we doing today? Big Time Rush tickets for you. Planet Hollywood, PH Live. Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, August 30th. What's today? The 20th? Huh. A week from Saturday, is it? Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. Caller number 25 will start with you. 702-364-9898. If you love Post Malone like we love Post Malone, you might, well, we don't love him. Well, I don't know about Michaela. I don't love him this way. But you might want to go check out his Skims photos.
Yes.
They're pretty hot.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We'll give you a second, buddy. No, you're good. That song, by the way, Wow by Post Malone, is the shortest song that we play.
Good 90 seconds of heat.
It is 1 minute and 57 seconds. I believe that is the shortest song that we play. So you're good, and I understand that. And as Adrian pointed out while the song was playing, you can go see the pictures of Post Malone in his Skims. And it's good. And it's good. The Skims match his tattoos and the whole deal. And honestly, I didn't feel so bad about it because I've been trying to get my game straight for the fall and everything. Posty still has a little belly to him, so I feel so. And he's not like yoked out. You know what I mean? He just looks good.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he looks hot. I didn't see so much of a belly. I just didn't see like a six pack.
Right.
But
right.
I think that's hot. Like I think he looks great.
Belly is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like it's he's not out there with the like a little
like a realism.
It looks like a real guy.
Yeah,
looks like a real guy that put in some work and did some good. And I went,
out there in nature.
I feel better about things now than we last night, where I walked by, caught myself at just the wrong angle in a mirror, and went, "Why aren't you eating cookies then? Because this ain't working for you, bro. You're putting in all this effort, and what?"
It's nothing. Listen, just so you know, it takes a couple of weeks to drop. And then when it does, drops it like it's hot.
Okay. So Amber was in the bathroom the other day. Two of her coworkers came in. They were gossiping, said she only got her promotion because she's hot and that she flirts with the boss. She's like, "No, I don't. I'm just nice." They were like, "She's not qualified. She's too nice. She's fake." She just sat there, had to take the whole thing. And now she doesn't know what to do about it. Right? And it's horrible. You've had that happen, right?
Yes.
You've had it.
A lot of times.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. At some point, you hear it. Wow. Do we have a starting point?
Yeah. And by the way, if you pay attention to the phone lines, all three people, different perspectives. So I love this. But we'll start it off with Marissa Torres, line one.
Okay. The three that you've screened, and then everybody else is like, "Let me at them." So Marissa... here were the choices that she gave us. Amber says, "Do I confront? Do I try to prove him wrong by ignoring it? Do I go to my boss, tell him, or is there something else?"
I would just go to the boss because you never know how crazy people are nowadays. So confronting them might turn into something more.
Yeah. Yeah. Going to the boss. But then do you have an expectation that the boss confronts them?
I think the boss should confront them, yes.
Right. And so then it still comes back around. Yuck. Just yuck. Have fun at Big Time Rush.
Thank you.
Yay.
Clear out next Saturday. No.
Thank you, guys.
Hang on one second.
Yes.
That's awesome. Adrian, where did you want to go next?
Let's go with Chrissy.
Okay, so you like Chrissy and Esmeralda, and then we'll get to Claire if we can?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got you. So Chrissy, does she confront, tell the boss, or just eat it and prove him wrong?
Don't tell the boss. That's going to create an HR problem and make things way worse.
Yep.
But these girls are jealous. I'm definitely confronting them because what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
They're mad because she did what they couldn't do. And thirdly, she needs to just let it go. Who gives a crap what they think? You did what you did. And now you're on top. You're going to have haters no matter what you do. So why not enjoy what you're doing and where you're at?
Yeah.
I literally love you so much. And I love this advice. And I'm going literally back and forth on what I want to do. I feel like I just joined a girl gang, though. Now I want to hop on that perspective.
Think about it for another second. Chrissy, thank you. Esmeralda, what do you do here?
I wouldn't tell the boss.
Uh-uh.
I would confront them as well.
Huh.
That, like the other girl said, no matter what you do, you're always going to have people hating on you, good or bad. But I would just keep on working and, just keep on pushing.
Yeah. I'm with you on that also. This is going to sound very enlightened. I realized this. I was thinking it through. I'm like, this is going to sound very enlightened. And I'm not. And even just thinking about it right now, I'm sick to my stomach just because of how I felt. But I also went, well, In this case, forget them. Go on about your business. Don't worry about them. Just know who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stirring it up, confronting, telling the boss, whatever, that just stirs it up. And this is a them problem. This is not a you problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're not flirting with the boss, but I would be very careful. You know, when you're slinging your hotness around, you don't need to dim your light for anybody, but just, you know, kind of be aware of what the perception is. And that, so that was the last time it happened to me, I went, whether I agree with it or not,
mm-hmm.
I'm aware this is out there.
Right.
So F you and F you too.
Yeah.
But this is how they feel. And just be aware of that. So I had a certain amount of grace because I've talked mess. And they had a belief that they were in a private moment. They did. Cowardly, I suppose, but I listen, I've said stuff before, and I think we all have. Have we not? 100%. Have we not all talked mess at some point?
Yeah.
So I try not to get too wound up, but I'm not kidding you. I'm sick to my stomach right now.
Yeah, listen, I want to confront. I've always confronted.
Sure.
I say it all the time. I'm not confrontational, but I am not afraid of conflict or confrontation.
Right.
And the better part of me is like, no, I don't like to feel the way that I'm feeling. And how dare you say those things when it's not true? So I would naturally want to. I think over the years now, I also just have to be like, those aren't like, I don't care about people's opinions who are living lives I wouldn't want to live. Right. Like, if you're not in the...
So these two bees.
Yeah, like, right, girl, right. I'm not worried about you. Like, if you don't like me, okay, babe, right. we don't do our thing. If it were somebody that I respected, I admired, I wanted to be in their position, I would definitely confront them.
Yes. Oh.
And I would be like, yo, I heard this. Maybe I wasn't supposed to, but now I did. So let's chat. And I really would. But girls like that, I don't really.
Yeah.
Or people like that. I don't care what you think of me. Okay, sure. I slept my way to the top. Like, or sure. Okay, yeah, I flirt. Big whoop.
Again,
doesn't
yeah,
affect
I don't,
me.
I don't
right?
think these two.
Yeah.
I don't think these two. I'm with you on that. If it's somebody I care about, I'm just a little different. I'm just a little different in that my, and I get. You 1,000,000%. And there's no, I don't think there's no wrong answer.
No, no.
To me, it's more trouble than it's, the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Truly.
In that, but you'll feel better. You'll feel better, but it also may, then the rest of it may come out.
Yeah. You'll feel too. Like vindicated because you stood up for yourself, but also like, these are not people that you care about. They're not opinions yeah,
again,
that matter.
Again, these two bees, no.
Yeah.
These two bees, whatever. You know what you're dealing with. Keep an eye on them.
Totally.
Don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. She flirted with the boss. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Girl.
Sorry you're ugly and saggy.
Sorry I said hello.
Yeah. Sorry if the boss won't even give you a second look.
Sorry I waved at them.
Sorry I'm young and hot. You know.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Adrian, we haven't heard a word out of you.
No, I'm not mature, so I'd confront.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, and yeah. By the way, you'd find a way to burn down their cubicles and all of that. Yeah, there'd be a shoebox with dog poop in it.
Yeah.
We don't play that.
And there's a place for that.
Right.
That
we don't play that.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I want to be very clear going into this, into what I'm about to ask. So I'm not being a hater. I'm not. I swear.
Oh,
it's
Lord,
sound,
what?
No, it's going to sound like I'm being
Whenever
a hater.
Whenever you're going to preface with that.
I know. I know.
All right.
Here we go.
Go
no,
on.
You don't need to be salty because you may have the same question I do.
All right.
Maybe.
Fine.
Maybe.
Okay.
And it's a legit question.
Right.
Because I'm truly, I'm confused, but I'm not confused.
All right. No hateration over here.
Naomi the WWE Women's World Champion.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian's paying attention now.
The GOAT.
I was literally thinking his ears just perked.
She's the GOAT. She's the GOAT.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
On the run of a lifetime
then,
right now.
And she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant. Jey Uso. Or Jimmy Uso.
Jimmy Uso.
Who's that?
That gets confusing because they're twins. They're twin brothers.
Oh, they're twins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Still The Rock's little cousins. Roman Reigns' cousins. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Jey Uso's brother. Oh, well, of twin course. Brother.
Duh, oh, yeah. Chad. How did we knew that?
The bloodline.
You know what? I like Jerry Uso. I like him. He's not a wrestler. He's different. He's the one they don't talk about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jerry.
I mean, the family's big enough.
Oh, my God.
There's spit coffee.
Literally spit coffee out of his
mouth. Oh, yeah. Thank you for playing along.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for playing along.
Share Bear.
So Naomi, she's pregnant.
Great. Yep, she announced it on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, of course. Of course she did. Then Raw's general manager comes out. Here's the part that's weirding me out, is this is all being reported as like a news story, right? So here, I'll just read it. She is expecting her first child with fellow wrestler Jimmy Uso. Not Jerry?
Jer.
Not Jay.
No, it's Big Jim.
Not Jacob.
Mm-mm. No, that's Jacob
Not
Fatu.
Not John.
Jacob Fatu's their cousin.
Oh, my God.
Still in the family.
I was just making up names.
I know. I thought we still were just
Though
kidding.
Congratulated by the crowd and Raw general manager Adam Pearce, Naomi refused to hand over the title. Instead, she laid it down in the ring, vowing to return and reclaim it, even with a baby.
It was fantastic because that's never been done before. Because the reason the GM was there because you have to relinquish the title.
Yeah.
So it's a nice play on it because usually this is a nice, beautiful moment. The crowd is happy. Michaela, I thought of you when she announced it because for years, Naomi was a part of the Total Divas reality show. Reality show that was on E. On
oh, yeah,
E.
I love that show.
And one of the storylines was they've been trying to get pregnant for years. So everyone is super happy.
Oh, they love it for
that's
her.
That's great. No,
and then she flipped it.
That's great. No, I got you. She's not going to hand over the title. I'll be back. I'll reclaim the... The word I want to use because I can't think of a different word to use. But I'm going to use, I swear to God, I'm not being a hater. Is this not predetermined?
Sure.
Shut.
But what does that have to...
Well, I just thought it was interesting that it's reported. I'm holding up the article that I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
That it is being reported as if,
she vowed to
return. Yeah, and you have to suspend your disbelief.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm too in the weeds in this because I'm a little confused. No, because this all happened in the same segment.
Yeah,
so she basically was just like, I'm not handing it to you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to leave it here on my own and I'll be back for it.
Right. And don't they already, isn't that kind of already?
Sure, but.
Okay.
But what's the fun in that, Chad?
I'm with you. Like I said, I'm not hating.
I got you.
Literally, it was a legitimate question.
And I don't want to be defensive. I'm just trying to explain the best I can.
Be defensive. It's good. I would support it. Because I know that's your world. And I just, no, I thought it was, the part that I thought it was funny.
You know what, Chet?
Was it, hang on, the part that I thought was funny was that somebody actually reported this as news.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to stick up for the wrestling media because I am a part of the wrestling media.
That's great.
So, yeah. But
you just blur the line a little bit.
Well, and the beauty, again, was that this has only happened a few times. And every time, it's always a nice moment.
Yeah.
So for her, and it plays into with her character, for her to take this beautiful moment, and she's like, you know what? I'm still not giving it up. I don't care if I'm pregnant. That's what you guys would want, right? Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So it was a beautiful, it was a nice thing in a good moment.
But that, I guess what I'm getting at, Michaela, is it would be not unlike if, you know, they some shows they do all at once, and then others they do episode by episode,
yeah.
You know, every week. So that would be like... somebody reporting, in Hunting Wives this week.
You know what, Chet? What are your thoughts on Santa?
But they... I feel like TV websites do that.
Kids in the car right now. Kids in the car. Santa is real. And so is...
Say it.
Don't hit that button before you say it.
Say it.
What do you want me to say?
Because right what else is real? And by the way, Chet, these are little reports. I don't know if you know this, but
wrestling?
Yes, because wrestling is going to be on ESPN. So ESPN will be the ones that you're reading that off of now.
No, listen, ESPN, Entertainment Sports Programming Network. So I'm all in. I'm not hating.
Say wrestling is real.
Say it.
It is.
No, but say it then.
Say it with your chest.
Wrestling is real. Say it. Don't agree. Say
wrestlers
it.
Are real athletes.
Say it.
No. Like hockey?
What about
like
hockey?
Football?
They get hit with chairs. They get hit with chairs.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
To a degree?
Oh, he's not going to say
it. He's not going to do it.
Why would I? Is it not predetermined? Okay, see, there's kids in the car. And I'm not saying
ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Why are you sitting there looking at me like that?
Because I just wanted you to say it. We've been doing this show for 2 years.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Heart's a little broke.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I really am sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not going to lie to you.
But you're not. Okay.
I believe they're athletes. I believe it is fantastic entertainment. I think it's a wonderful business. All of these things. I believe the outcome is predetermined.
You know, next month we'll be joined by a WWE superstar here to talk about WrestleMania.
See, here we go.
I'm going to cut this clip.
And this is what they do. And then they go, and then they smack you.
You think it's real now?
Yeah.
How fake is it?
Now? Huh? Idiot. Yeah. Where they are, they're choking you out. And they go, how real does it feel? And then you're like, okay, this is
the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Good God, Michaela, breaking news.
What?
We've been bamboozled and lied to our entire lives.
Why?
Okay, tell the truth. I'm going to ask you to make an admission.
Okay.
I'll go first.
All right.
I am disgusting.
Fine.
I am gross.
Mm-hmm.
I am horrible.
Okay.
I will go into a public bathroom and not use the toilet seat liner. Now, to be fair, I don't do the sit down very often.
Yeah.
I prefer not to do that.
Yeah, you do the stand up.
I do the stand. Yes.
Uh-huh.
But if you have to do the stand up, but I don't even hover. I'll go.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I usually do the stand up too. It's squat. The girls do the squat.
Right. But if you were making contact, do you do the toilet seat liners?
No.
You don't use them?
I have in the past, but I have also not.
Well, doesn't matter anymore. Apparently, they're pointless. Scientific study, a layer of toilet paper, which is basically, or a toilet cover, will not protect you from pathogens. Sorry. They're made of porous materials, so it doesn't stop germs from seeping through.
Okay, listen, that kind of...
Hovering, no good either.
Oh.
Because it makes it harder to fully empty your bladder, and for women, it can cause a UTI. So, use the liners if it makes you feel better, but it's just in your brain.
No.
Now, know this. The risk. Low.
Yeah, I can see that. I'll tell you this. I don't use those things that cover the toilet paper because the material is the same that girls blot their face with when they sweat.
Yes.
And I was like, this feels so pointless to me. And so I feel like I was a bit ahead of the curve.
They didn't need to do a study. They could just ask you.
Ask us.
Most STDs cannot survive on a toilet seat. HPV and the herpes technically can, but it doesn't. But it doesn't really happen in the real world.
Yeah, I see.
You could do it. You could do it in a lab and make it survive, but in the real world, no. You're way more likely to inhale germs or get sick from touching stuff with your hands. But if you wash your hands, you're fine. And as long as you're not just sitting in there.
Don't huff in the bathroom.
Yeah. Go in, do your business, get out. As the virologist from the University of Arizona said his strategy in public bathrooms is flush and run.
Okay.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know, before we go, one time when Keanu Reeves was 6 years old, Alice Cooper babysat for him.
Get out.
I don't know anything more than that.
As if we didn't already love Keanu Reeves.
This is also one of those funny things that the way it's written. Alice Cooper once babysat Keanu Reeves when he was 6 years old. Was Alice Cooper 6 years old?
Yeah, what's happening?
Who's 6 years old? I don't...
Was Alice Cooper already?
The original Jake from State Farm. Do you know why they called him Jake from State Farm?
No.
Because his name was Jake and he was an actual State Farm employee.
Stop!
When they did that 15 years ago or whatever, 2011, almost 15 years ago. Real State Farm guy named Jake Stone. The Jake from State Farm now is an actor named Kevin Miles.
So I love that, though.
Thought that was funny. If all 8 billion people on the planet played in a single elimination rock, paper, scissors tournament, how many games do you think you'd have to win to become the champion?
I'm not even guessing. Who knows?
Yeah, it's dumb to even try.
Yeah.
33.
That's it.
Sure, because it cuts it down by half
every time. It's like Squid Games. Yes.
So you go 8 billion to 4 billion, yeah, 4 billion to 2 billion, okay. 2 billion to 1, and you do
the
math.
Yeah.
And so on and so on and so on. You'd only need to win 33 times. You are the world champion of the rock, paper, scissors.
Love it.
All right, then, y'all. Look at that. We're on the way towards a weekend. Don't forget, our Summerlin South Little League kids are playing at noon on ESPN. They win this one, they're in the U.S. Woo! Championship. Let's freaking go. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, Adrian.
Hey, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. No longer on MySpace, but currently on YouTube. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez and hit that subscribe if you could be so kind. Thank you.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. And I'm doing stuff that's not worth documenting. So
yeah, it's nothing like nowhere lounge.
Yeah,
nothing,
the weekend.
Nothing public.
Yeah, nothing.
She's leading her private life. Yeah. Drumming? Will there be drumming?
There will be drumming.
Is this your bikini photo shoot day or is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, you know what I'll be doing? I'll be relaxing and running and practicing and sitting my
boxing?
Dogs in a row to
will
watch.
Will there be
me.
Boxing?
There will be no boxing.
Will you be petting Side-Eyed Clyde?
Oh, God, Side-Eyed Clyde.
Side-Eyed Clyde and Benny.
That's right.
The pups.
And Rocco.
Good. Make sure you tell somebody you love them who you haven't told in a while today because you never know when you won't get another chance. I didn't say this the other day because I was not emotionally in that mix, but my absolute best friend on the planet from the time I was 12 years old, his birthday was Monday. We lost him a couple of years ago, and it sucked. And that's part of the reason why I tell you every day, tell somebody I was lucky. I talked to him about 45 minutes before he passed, and I got to tell him I loved him. But don't miss that chance because you never know when you won't get it again. And be a friend to somebody who might not otherwise have a friend because you never know whose life you're going to save. Believe this, great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. And God bless you, and thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.